Good evening. You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, broadcasting from the top of Burnaby Mountain on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. You were just listening to The Other Note, Matt's final Other Note show for the time being, which was, man, I almost missed my entry time because I was just chilling, vibing to that music he was putting there. And it was, I'm not going to lie, it was a little sad. And I don't even think I've told you who I am yet. You should know, but I'll say. This is Garen Fitzgerald. We are now entering extratonal territory. And though I am sad that Matt is away, he is on doing exciting things. Studying, working hard, growing that repertoire of amazing things that he does. But yeah, that was his final show for the time being. Great tunes, great feels. And tonight I've got for you guys an album off of our playlist, which is fairly new. It was only added about 3 months ago to the list. And we're going to be listening to Midori Hirano's Otonoma, which is an album she put together that is really kind of like atmospheric and a mix of electroacoustic instruments, a lot of synth, some piano, interesting things here and there. And, you know, my favorite word, great textures. But full of good stuff, full of good stuff. And yeah, just dug it up, thought we could listen to it tonight. Because, yeah, like I said, fairly new. In fact, I'm going to look up when it was released because I didn't actually do that. I probably should have, but I was just vibing too much. So let's see, that came out February 20th of this year, so past 6 months. And yeah, when I was flipping through the playlist, I was like, oh, this is nice. This is nice. Because you know what? We are in the land of 8:30 sunsets again. We are making our way back to the deep dark of the 8-hour days of winter here in Vancouver. And I thought this might be kind of a nice way to get into it. It's chill, it's relaxed. If you're doing some studying, if you're just like hanging out in your house and you don't really want to do anything and you just want to relax a little bit, or if you're driving and you're just trying not to get mad at traffic, hopefully this album will be kind of a nice antidote to whatever may be vexing you today as the sun sets and the chill weather starts settling in. Although, I mean, come on. It has not been extremely hot this summer. I think it went over 30, maybe like 2 weeks. I don't know. I did jet out to Korea for a week where it was like 36 and humid as heck. So when I got back, I had a newfound appreciation for Pacific Northwest weather, especially those 10 p.m. sunsets. Oh, so sad to see those go. Always am, but glad to see them come back. So yeah, let's settle in. Let's dig into Midori Hirano's Otonoma. And I'm going to start off with the first three tracks, Illuminance, Ame Hikari, and In Colors. So without further ado, let me up that fader and hit that play button. Here we go. Thank you. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, and this is Extra Tonal. I'm Garen Fitzgerald, and we are listening to Midori Hirano's Otonoma, an album released February of this year. Interesting facts about Midori Hirano. Well, she is a Kyoto native, currently performing, writing, composing, sound designing, etc., 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 out of Berlin, just ripping up Europe, just performing all over the place. And as you can hear, she does a lot of synth stuff and uses piano quite often because she studied as a kid in university, etc. It's been an instrument she's carried around with her whole life, which, it's not really great for the back, carrying a piano. Dad joke. But, I found some pictures of her while I was listening to this album, and it's just nuts. Like, this lady, man, she has synth toys. I'm a little jealous. I've been kind of starting my own collection. She's just got racks of gear, synth noodles galore. Yeah, lots of fun. And I don't know. I feel like I'm going to have to try and learn from some of this stuff. But yeah, so we were just listening to Illuminance, Ame Hikari, and In Colors from the first three tracks of Otonoma. And man, yeah, it was neat. Like in Illuminance, like I really dug that organ. It was so nice. And like the way she was playing it sounded like someone tentatively stabbing at the organ, but with purpose. It's kind of nice. I really liked it. Kind of, it reminded me of like this video game Columns for some reason that I played as a kid. And then, yeah, Ame Hikari. It's like breaking news. It's raining. Field recording and rain stick to emphasize. And that last one, In Colors, the piano, the layering, all the delay and the reverb. Tasty. But she actually has a new album coming out soon. Let's see, The Juniper Tree, coming out October 2nd. So if you like what you're hearing tonight, I mean, she has quite a discography, quite a few albums out already, but she has a new one coming out in October. So only a couple weeks away, really, like 4 weeks, 5 weeks. When it's time, time is time. And yeah, gotta keep moving. So I'm gonna listen to the next four tracks off of that album coming up. We've got Warped in Red, Rainwalk, Blue Horizon, and Aurora. So just in case you're tuning in, we are listening to Midori Hirano's Otonoma album, released February 2026. And this is CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. And I love that tag. It just struck me the other day. I was like, how did it take me this long? Diverse, independent, yours. DIY radio. This is Extra Tonal. And have some more music. Maybe I'll play the right song this time, though. Thank you.